From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Many doctors have been warning about the dangers of processed meats for years, and now the World Health Organization says they were right. WHO is classifying certain meats such as hot dogs, bacon, and deli meats as cancer-causing. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports a panel made up of 22 scientists reviewed multiple long-term studies linking meat consumption to cancer.
Dariush Mozafarian of Tufts University was not on the panel, but he says the evidence is clear.
There's consistent evidence that processed meat intake is linked to higher risk of cancer.
The conclusion puts processed meats in the same category of risk as tobacco smoking and asbestos exposure. The WHO panel says it will list red meat, so beef, pork, and lamb, as probable carcinogens, but says the evidence of a cancer risk is not as strong as it is with processed meats. The meat industry says the findings are flawed. Here's the North American Meat Institute's Janet Riley.
The benefits of the protein, the iron, the zinc, the B vitamins that are in meat products far outweigh any theoretical risk.
The WHO did point to these benefits, but concluded that there are also measurable cancer risks. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Police chiefs from around the world are gathered for an annual convention in Chicago to address the most pressing challenges facing their officers. NPR's Martin Costi says FBI Director James Comey addressed the group about the frequency with which exchanges between police officers and civilians are recorded and are affecting communities.
He has some influence over local policing in this country. He can call for reform. He can call for more community policing. A lot of people believe that the more police are actually out of their cars, walking through neighborhoods, getting to know people, the less there's an us versus them mentality.
NPR's Martin Costi. The U.S. will challenge China's claim that its territorial waters extend around artificial islands it created in the South China Sea. NPR's Tom Bowman reports an American official says a Navy destroyer is expected to transit near those islands within the next day or so.
The USS Lassen will steam within 12 miles of two artificial islands, the official said. Each nation can usually claim 12 miles from its coastline, according to a UN convention. Last year, China began a massive dredging project and turned Subi and Mischief reefs into islands and then built airfields. There's concern among U.S. officials that the Chinese will step up military activity and add to regional tensions. The artificial islands are about 1,000 miles from the Chinese mainland. China expressed concerns earlier this month when there was talk of the U.S. Navy mounting what it calls freedom of navigation operations, with Chinese officials urging the U.S. to play a, quote, constructive role in the South China Sea. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Before the close, Dow is down 24 points at 17,623. This is NPR News. General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union have a tentative agreement on a new four-year contract, staving off a strike for now. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports the deal was struck just minutes before midnight deadline.
11:43 on Sunday was when the UAW Bargaining Committee announced their agreement. Details of what's in the deal are being kept hush-hush. That way, the union leadership will have the opportunity to sell the pact to workers. UAW workers have demanded their piece of the automotive pie, including turning back some of the concessions union workers made during the automotive bailout and the financial collapse. The main issue has been a two-tier wage system that pays new workers nearly 50% less than veteran workers. Details of this agreement will be made public on Wednesday ahead of a vote by workers. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Family, friends, and fans are remembering revered host Ed Walker, the voice who brought vintage radio dramas to audiences through the big broadcast, and who was one of the pioneers of member station WAMU. According to the station's website, Walker listened to his radio finale last night, which was taped in his hospital room following a recent cancer diagnosis. Walker was the first blind student accepted by American University before he went on to help found WAMU AM in 1951. He once described the impact radio had on his life.
Radio was everything to me. Not being able to see, the sound on radio was important. Radio took the place of comic books and newspapers, and so I grew up with it.
Big broadcast host Ed Walker. He was 83 years old. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.